Under current rules, weapons can be transferred from Washington to Israel if they remain under a certain dollar threshold. That's without the need to notify Congress or wait for its approval. US officials estimate that dozens of shipments like this have taken place since Hamas's attack of Israel on October the 7th. There's now growing unease within the president's own party, with progressive Democrats warning continued support of Israel, with the Palestinian civilian death toll rising, could cost Biden the presidential election in November. All of this as the government pushes Congress to approve an $18 billion deal to sell F-15 fighter jets to Israel. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.